Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport Daily Podcast. Pray you're doing well today. We are entering the year 5784, and we're releasing the prophetic significance of this year, and we're hearing the year of open doors. Well, let's talk about it today. What does the Bible say, or what does the Word say prophetically about doors, and what is our role in this season? You've made mistakes, you feel it, you got what it takes, believe it, any wrong can be made right, just forgive it, you need not fight, Shana Tova Umetuka, it's Rosh Hashanah, Shana Nana Tova Umetuka, keep your apple in the honey, it's Rosh Hashanah. Well, good day. Pray you're having a good one today. It is, of course, Wednesday, September 20, 2023. As we are in this feast season, we just came through Feast of Trumpets, and now we're heading toward Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which starts, I think, Sunday night. We'll celebrate it at Christian Center on Sunday morning with a revelation. Hopefully, we'll release much of the prophetic, but I want to kind of lay some foundations for it this week. Yesterday, we talked about the honey, and I thought that was very powerful, very insightful of the provision that God has for us in this coming year. But now we want to talk about the doors, because this one's one that I'm very excited about, but also concerned about, because it's an exciting word, but it's not for everybody. This is the warning we've been receiving. It's a provisional prophecy, which is doors are open, yes, for those that have postured themselves, have walked in a place of humility, that they can walk through these doors. Now, doors are opportunities. We know that. They shut and they open. They lead to new places, new pathways. It's always an entrance. You're leaving one place, going into another. But let's lay the foundation biblically and prophetically of what a door is and who the door is. In John 10:7, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." Again, a couple of verses later, he repeats, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go out and find pasture." Okay, there's our word again about provision, the honey, the milk, honey, the provision, the abundance is there. So we're laying a foundation today to start to tell you that the door is Jesus. Doesn't matter what's on the other side of it, opportunity, new beginnings, whatever you want to call it. Jesus has to be the one who opens doors. That's Isaiah 22:22. We talked about doors he opens, no man can shut. So if we don't see that he is the door in the open doors, then we're going to miss what's happening, and we're going to think maybe a man opened a door, maybe, you know, my good works opened a door. No, it's him. So the question would be, why does Jesus call himself the door in John 10? And how is Jesus the door? Even more importantly, if he is the door, what's that mean for us in this 5784 year? And as he said, "I am the door of the sheep." That's what John 10:7 says. Again, a couple of verses after that repeats, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go out and be in fine pasture." That's at verse 9. So Jesus claims, or his claim, it resounded rich with meaning. And he's, and the listening audience in their context when he said it was very important. These words were scandalous to religious leaders of that day. Here's this guy saying, he's the door? The door to what? That you have to go through him? Why do you have to go through him? We're righteous. Our ways are righteous. Why do we have to go through him? So if we look at the what it means to, when he says, I am the door, we have to go to the concept of what the Bible talks about of a shepherd king in order to understand what he meant when he said, I am the door. And throughout Scripture, men of God worked both as sheep tenders and leaders of people. Political and religious rulers were often referred to as shepherds. That was not an unusual term. In the Old Testament, leaders served many times as shepherds in the hills of Israel. Look at Judah, Jacob, Moses, David. They cared for flocks, right? They led, and yet they still led God's people. Psalm 23, we quote it all the time, the Lord is my shepherd. So David declares that passage there about who the Lord is. And then the Lord often refers to himself as the shepherd of the people, and that we are his sheep. And the sheepfold are those who have eternal life. That's you and I. We do have that. So the imagery of a sheep following a shepherd is well known, and it's common to see. Ezekiel writes it this way, and he says, "And you are my sheep, human sheep, he's talking about, of my pasture, and I am your God, declares the Lord." That's Ezekiel 34:31. So the biblical history recounts God shepherding his people through his designated leaders. Obviously, David fulfilled the prophecy of becoming a shepherd, a line through which the Messiah, our Lord, would one day be a king. When you look at his lineage, it came through there, right? So David was a type of that. And Jesus' statement that I am the door was very common in that culture, the Eastern culture and towns, because they gathered scattered flocks into one common sheepfold. They brought them in. So shepherds either took turns to guard that area, or they designated as gatekeepers. And then, as you know, that many times they would they stayed there throughout the night to protect from what? Predators, robbers. So a gatekeeper then served as a type of a doorway to the sheep. And many times you've heard it taught by pastors or preachers before, he'd lay across that narrow entrance of the sheepfold to protect them. So get this, when we're talking about this year being the year of the door, this is the shepherd, our Lord, is that one that's going to protect the sheepfold. So Jesus, in that context of John 9 and 10, he contrasts himself with the Pharisees and religious rulers of his day. See, bad shepherds and false leaders understood the reference pointed toward them. They got it. He was talking about them. But their outrage came when he claimed to be the promised shepherd, Messiah, the door to salvation. So religious rulers who were steeped in the laws of Moses listened to Jesus speak and understood what he was talking about. They got what he was saying. I am the door. It's a third of seven recorded I ams in John. And throughout the statement, Jesus, he claimed divinity and himself as a passageway, the door to what? To the Father. Boom. I want you to catch this. And here it is, 5784. And I'm here to tell you the doors that are going to open is to the Father. And when we can get before the Father in humility, we can let our requests be known, but more importantly, he can let his requests be known to us. So we see, and I talked about it yesterday in Revelation 3, when he talks about, here am I, Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. That's very important for the feast season, because in the feast, we talked about this, that the Lord is saying, here am I. He's come to meet us at a moedim, an appointed time. And when we break before the Lord opens this door and he comes in and dines with us. So get this, 5784 is a year to dine with the Lord and come in. Now, the best part about that Laodicean passage is the fact that the reward of the overcomer of that issue was that he got to sit with the Lord in his throne. So the open doors that God is offering, one to come through and us to go through, is an opportunity to be seated with him. And we know we already are in heavenly places, but we're talking about our eternal bold, our eternal call. And that's that sheepfold. Where are we in that sheepfold? So John understood the significance of Jesus' sacrifice. And when he says this, when he sees this, it's an appeal from the Father that his desire to have unbroken fellowship with his sheep. And the Lord, our Savior, the one who is the door, knocked and asked to come into our houses as well. Wow, what a great message that we can see this year. So the Bible, what does the Bible say about doors? It's a good question. It has a lot to say, both literally and figuratively. They open and shut. They have an inside and outside. They provide access or denial, and they give freedom or captivity. I mean, they can go either way. So this is doors. It's a year of doors, open doors. Yes. But what happens if doors don't open? And there's reasons for that. In the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot shut a physical door against the wicked men of his city. Remember, they're trying to get in to get to his daughters. I mean, to the guests of the angels that were there. And then he offers his daughters. It's in Genesis 19. And when God led his people out of Egypt, the first plague required the Israelites do what? Put blood on their doorpost, signaling that the angel of death will pass by, Exodus 12. Whew. Let's do this year. Let's take our communion, our fellowship with the blood of Jesus, and let's put it on our doorpost this year so that we have that protection over the doors that we have in our own homes. Okay? In Acts chapter 12, Rhoda left Peter at the door of a house where he knocked after a miraculous escape of the prison. Remember that? He knocks and she sees Peter and she goes and tells everybody. They think it's an angel. I'm going to prophesy this. I believe this is going to be an open door for angels this year. And these are passageways. They're ways to communicate, their agreement or their opportunity that the Bible talks about a lot of those things. Matthew 25:10, Jesus tells a parable about the 10 virgins and what? A shut door. In Luke 13, Jesus relates a parable about a narrow door. We're going through that narrow door. We believe that's the eye of the needle we're talking about. Acts 14 speaks of an open door for Gentile faith. God was opening for revival. Let's believe for that this year. 1 Corinthians 16:9, Paul talks of a door open for the effective work with opposition. So those that are opposing us, this is a year of open doors for the opposition, that God's going to give us access to them. Come on, get some of this. 2 Corinthians 2:12 refers to an open door to preach. We decree today on this podcast, we're going to have open doors to preach. Preach means just to herald the word, even though you don't have to have a pulpit to preach. Some of you, just ask your family member if you've ever been known to preach to them. They'll tell you you did. All right, Revelation 3:8 proclaims an open door that no one can shut. Amen? So, we are looking at doors in a different way. Gatekeepers, right? Scripture tells us, for there is one God and there's one mediator between God and man. That is Christ Jesus. He's the gatekeeper. And I just want you to get this. The Lord has his ways, and culture is trying to shut doors to us for opportunity through cancel culture and woke culture, all these different things. But our gatekeeper, our Savior Jesus Christ, who loves us as sheep, is our good shepherd. And he says, if we'll go through the him first, and he is the path to life, then we can go through so many open doors. That's what the Lord is offering us today. He's offering us this opportunity to go in. So I've said a lot there about open doors. I hope you got that. I hope you received this revelation and recognize that we're not going to go through any doors, one, unless he opens them. But recognize that when we do go through, we go through him. And he gives us access to the Father's will, the Father's purpose in that situation. Listen to me. Whenever you go through an open door that the Lord has opened and you go through him, there's 100% possibility of success if you just go through when he opens the door. No man can shut it. Once you get through that door that is him first, then you're protected from anything that would try to shut that door. Woo! I like it. I like it. I like it. So 5784. The door, the year of open doors, first of all, put this in your context, in your data bank. Your default is somebody says, what kind of doors are you going to go through this year? I'm going through my shepherd, my Shepherd, my Messiah, he is my door. So if I have any opportunity and they say, how did you get in here? I tell them, the man at the door let me in. His name is Jesus. Father, I pray for everybody that heard this word today, that be encouraged. And Lord, let us see these open doors in a proper way. That you are the door. You are the sheep keeper, shepherd. And you guard us and you allow us access into the place of our forever eternity with you. And now for the opportunities that we have this year, we see you as that door that we're going to go through to the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, come back tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast. We hope you enjoyed that. Again, thank you for all of you that have been giving. Your giving has really helped us. If you notice on our web streams, we have new video equipment. We're trying to get our systems upgraded. Give some grace while we're learning the new system. And that is available. Thank you. Many of you sewed into that. And you can do that at ChristianCenterStreetport.com. There's a give button there, or you can do it on our app. Again, don't forget our app has changed quite a bit. We've added a lot of new features on there now, giving you the materials you need to help navigate through this season. All right, God bless you. Come back tomorrow, and we'll keep building during this season.